I want to start by saying how hurt I am that Jorge Vargas thought that previous celebrations of Rizal Day were meaningless and frivolous. So I hope that after the end of this presentation, I'll be able to convince you that earlier periods of celebration of Rizal Day was very heartfelt. In fact, you know, the reason why I was attracted to this topic was when I was researching on a topic on Compañía General de Tabacos de Filipinas, I chanced upon this article celebrating Rizal Day back in 1903, and I thought it was very emotional and passionate, and you know, all of those things that made me interested in, you know, writing about this topic. So anyway, yeah, the celebration of Rizal Day during the early American period from 1901 to 1910. Aside from the numerous scandals about corruption, electoral frauds, and even lavish spending on foreign trips, the Arroyo administration was remembered for reviving a policy called rationalization of public holidays. This means that the actual date of the special holiday is moved to either a Friday or a Monday to give employees a three-day long weekend and hopefully spur public spending. The policy is in line with the greater program of holiday economics that the Arroyo administration has adopted. The policy has raised criticisms from the business sector because of the loss of productivity. Historians and other observers have also expressed disapproval on moving the dates of the national holidays because it is taken as an indifference to the value of the event being celebrated. Randy David, a political and social analyst, gave his insight on the issue. Holidays are never convenient. They are meant to interrupt routine carved by work in our lives. They are memory markers creating space for special reflection, distinct from the weekend or the long holiday breaks we take in order to rest. The message of this statement is clear. The dates of the national historical holidays are inextricable part of the celebrations as they mark the event of the memory in the memory and consciousness of the people. In the same way that New Year and Christmas are remembered on their definite dates, so we wouldn't be thinking of moving Christmas or New Year just because it's, I don't know, convenient. They are just as important in the remembrance of the celebration as the event itself. At present, the celebration of Rizal's nationalism are mostly done on the anniversary of his death, although there are some groups in the academe, in Rizal's hometown, and other Rizal followers that also hold commemorative celebrations on the anniversary of Rizal's birth. Commemorations today are in the form of lecture series, processions that are followed by wreath-laying, speeches, and other form of tributes. This paper will show how Rizal Day celebration, both in the anniversary of his birth and his death, were celebrated during the time that Rizal's nationalism was still fresh in the minds of the Filipino people. So this paper covers a sample of Rizal Day celebrations in the first decade of the American civil rule of the country. Yes, please. Act No. 137 was appropriately passed on June 11, 1901, close to the celebration of the anniversary of Rizal's birth. The Taft Commission approved this act with the objective of organizing the politico-military district of Morong into the province of Rizal. This was the first official step taken by the Taft Commission that paid tribute to Rizal. Aside from the recognition bestowed by the colonial government, it is the people of Morong who welcomed the change in the name of their province, thereby acknowledging the contribution of Rizal to our country's history and its people. In combining an area that belonged to Manila and to Morong, it would have been difficult to expect any of the two provinces to allow the retention of a name that is identified with the other province. In any case, the legislation was passed barely 5 years after the death of Rizal in Luneta. It would seem that after this act was promulgated, legislation has become a trend in celebrating the memory of public figures that had immense contribution to society. Other laws that paid tribute to Rizal soon followed. There was Act No. 243, which authorized the erection of a monument in honor of Rizal at the Luneta. As conceived by the Act, the monument would not merely consist of a statue but also a mausoleum to house Rizal's remains. More than 12 years after the Philippine Assembly approved Act No. 243, the shrine was finally unveiled on December 13, 1913 during Rizal's 17th death anniversary. Another Act, Act No. 346, also set aside the anniversary of Rizal's death as a day of observance. This was a picture, pero 1930s na yon. commemoration in public theaters. It was not just Governor General William Howard Taft who held Rizal in high regard. American colonialists in general admired the heroism of Rizal. In 1902, in celebration of the 6th anniversary of Rizal's death, a patriotic demonstration was shown at the Zorrilla Theater, attended by prominent American and Filipinos. The stage in the amphitheater was tastefully decorated with palms. Above the stage was the name Rizal in huge letters of gold. It was a brilliant scene. Aside from the aesthetics, the more important parts of the program are the different tributes and speeches in honor of the national hero. The feature entertainment of the program was done by the original Rizal Orchestra. It showcased German and Italian operas, all of which were very much appreciated by the crowd. Speeches were delivered in English, Spanish, and Tagalog. The most notable speech was rendered by Dr. Fred Atkinson. The gentleman regarded Rizal as a prophet who saw the future and the regeneration of his people. He saw Rizal as an intelligent leader, aspiring to high ideals, and someone who would have valued efforts to establish schools and form a unified language. Dr. Atkinson was even hopeful that had Rizal been alive, the Philippines would have come into its rightful inheritance. The highlight of the event is the unveiling of the statue and the bust of Rizal, which was brought from Luneta. The unveiling of the bust caused great emotions to pour out of the crowd gathered. There was a thunderous applause and flowers, pigeons, and all manner of things were thrown at the direction of the stage. Well, that would have been very strange today, right? If pigeons and all of those things are being thrown at the direction of the stage. Aside from the Zorrilla Theater, the Grand Opera House also became a venue for a Rizal Day celebration. This took place in 1910, and it was a sold-out affair. The ticket office had stopped dispensing general admission tickets, bucket seats, and stage seats. The viewing public, however, is content to stand in the aisle during the three-part program. So standing room only na lang siya, pero people were still interested to come. The execution of each number showed that it was a night of art and patriotism. One part of the program included a poetry reading of Señor José Teotico entitled El Pueblo y el Patriota, or The Town and the Patriot. This was well received by the crowd and was interrupted several times by a roaring applause. It was followed by a song rendition of Señorita Francisco, who later on received a bouquet as a token of gratitude and appreciation by the committee in charge of the festivities. The program also showed scenes from the two novels of Rizal, Noli Me Tangere and El Filibusterismo, Idio and Una Azotea from Chapter 6 of the Noli Me Tangere showed beautiful and tender dialogue between Señorita Isabel Sanchez and Señor Manuel Bernabe in their respective roles of Maria Clara and Ibarra. These young artists garnered a loud standing ovation at the end of their number. Another scene from Chapter 7 of El Fili, Simon, was shown to the theatergoers. It showed the dialogue between Simon and Basilio. Enthusiastic applause from the audience capped the words of Simon. And then finally, the program ended with a fantastic lyric poem and music arranged by Professors Juan Hernandez, Arlejo Carluen, and Gavino Carluen. The music is entitled Las Hadas Filipinas Ante la Tumba de Rizal, or The Philippine Fairies Before Rizal's Tomb. The whole of the poem was found to be truly beautiful and sentimental. The music was exquisitely decrypted, simple, and inspired. It was directed by the eminent artist, Señor F. De La Rosa. The number of theater-going public who had paid to see the show is a good indicator of the continuous appreciation of Rizal's heroism and contribution to the country's journey towards freedom. Community participation and time capsules. Yeah, the celebration showed tremendous effort, not just from the organizers, but also from ordinary people. It was documented that in Navotas, in celebration of Rizal's birth anniversary in 1906, six musical bands were already going around town as early as 4 o'clock in the morning to wake the townspeople. At exactly 6 o'clock in the morning, a procession started together with 10 carriages donated by the town of Navotas. A stone-laying ceremony on a monument was also done. In the building of this monument, several speeches were heard. This came from Fernando Maria Guerrero, Lope K. Santos, Macario Adriatico, Misotera Santiago, and Simeon Blas. Music was played and other festivities were held in front of the monument, which all stood in honor of the national hero. This effort shows that commemoration of Rizal's heroism is not just initiated and participated by government officials. Next slide. If musical bands are allowed to rove as early as 4 o'clock in the morning, it shows that ordinary people welcomed the opportunity to be part of the celebration. In fact, aside from the members of the musical bands, the procession also consisted of government constabularies, students, fishermen, and ordinary laborers. A firefighting carriage was even part of the procession. It was a joyous event that was also marked by the laying of a time capsule that contained pesos, cents, pesetas of the time, one El Renacimiento, and one Muling Pagsilang. It also contained a certificate that ordered the building of the monument. This time capsule was placed underneath a stone while the music of Marcha Filipina and the American hymn were played in the background. One of the more important indicators of a community's willingness to participate in any celebration is if they are willing to spend for it. This is true for the town of San Mateo Rizal in the celebration of Rizal's death anniversary. Three groups, namely Kapisana ng Pagtatalo ng San Mateo, the town's local government, and the Partido Independista, all chipped in to pay for the costs of the celebration. The municipal president also gave financial contribution and ordered the decoration of the municipal hall and the building of an arbor. This was the venue of the community get-together after the civic procession. Speeches were the order of the day. The following personalities rendered their tribute: Pedro Lorenzo, Manuel Diamantes, Fernando Bonifacio, Jacinto Castillo, Ismael Amado, and Jeronimo Angeles. The celebration in the municipal hall in the morning was followed by more intimate gatherings in the evening. A velada, or a public or private cultural event that is normally held in a private residence, took place in the house of Matias Angeles. It was said that the house was filled with people. More speeches followed after the cultural presentation. A speech made by Ismael Amado called the audience to their duty to verbalize their desire for independence. San Mateo, unlike other towns, used the Rizal Day celebration as an opportunity to take a stand on independence. This is the case even if the same personalities do not always make their voices heard about political issues. The celebration of Rizal Day turned out, at least in San Mateo, to be not just a cultural remembrance, but a platform for ventilating the political aspirations of the people. Civic processions were generally well attended. The celebration of Rizal Day in 1910 has witnessed an immense crowd in the streets of Manila from as early as the early hours of the morning. People came to take part of the procession in the Luneta Grandstand. There were endless comings and goings of cars and all sorts of vehicles to take part in the program to witness the celebration. The procession is expected to run for 3 hours from Ascaraga Street to Luneta. The public parking for the procession included the University of Santo Tomas, Ateneo de Manila, San Juan de Letran, Lyceum, Instituto Burgos, and Centro Escolar de Senoritas. Leading the procession were all the Manila commissioners present, the two secretaries, the auxiliary executives Mr. Welsh and Mr. Iriarte, the assembly, and other state officers. Messrs. Alfonso and Paez and the engineer Mr. Pestone represented the town council members. Almost all bureaus of the insular government also had a representative, including the Bureau of Prisons that had a carroza representing the Bilibid Jail. So even inmates or prisoners also had a representative in Rizal Day celebration. Commercial and industrial entities also came with overhanging floats, including Compañía General de Tabacos, Herminal, and Katubusan. The labor unions also made a formal appearance with a large number of members. The parade ended in front of the gallery. Speeches and addresses were spoken and delivered. Tribute in poetry and in visual arts. Poets have continued to use their artistry in writing to raise the name of Rizal and echo their admiration for the sacrifices he made for the sake of our country. The following poems were published in El Renacimiento, Muling Pagsilang, on December 29, 1906, in honor of Rizal's 10th death anniversary. The first one by Constantino pointed out how the nation continued to feel the loss of their hero, whose death was only brought about by a false judgment due to his enlightened ideas and attitudes. Ayan. So, kay Rizal, manunulat. Yeah. Sa sulat mo, Rizal, ang sandaigdigay na mangha, nanginig at napagulantang sa iyong panulat, isang kahari ay sumabog, nakimi at nahintakutan. So these last two poems both reflected the immense contribution of Rizal over the country's ultimate independence. The poem of Gomez drew inspiration from how Rizal, as a single individual, was able to topple a kingdom with the use of his pen. The poem of Herrera highlighted the contribution of Rizal in opening the eyes of the Filipinos and planting the seeds that will soon yield the fruits of independence from the chains of slavery. The incense and its scent stood as a symbol of eternal remembrance for our country's hero. Aside from poetry, visual arts were also used to commemorate Rizal. A portrait was commissioned by Honorable Rafael Palma in honor of the national hero. The portrait is credited under the painter Amor Solo from the Escuela de Bellas Artes de la Universidad de Filipinas. It was dated November 1910, but it was for the celebration of Rizal Day on December of the same year. The portrait was donated to the Biblioteca de Filipinas, which was considered to be very appropriate given Rizal's love for study. This donation is to be the basis of a series of portraits that will be placed in the library on illustrious Filipinos who have glorified the Philippines. Conclusion. This year's 150th birth anniversary of Dr. Jose Rizal is marked as a national holiday. This is not normally done because the celebration usually takes place on the 30th of December. This may have been the case in order to turn the focus of the people on the historical process and the evolution that the country has undergone ever since Dr. Rizal was born. A long time has passed and the embers of enthusiasm that the people used to have in celebrating such an occasion may have dimmed. But it is still instructive to take note how the people whose lives belong to the milieu of the great national hero felt the need to relive his memory as a reminder that national unity and collective action for social and political change are all possible. Different songs were sung, numerous speeches were rendered. One elaborate procession after another was presented for public viewing. Poems were recited or written for publication in newspapers. All of this pointed out the importance that the Filipino people and even the American colonialists place upon the date related to our national hero. No mention were made on moving historical holidays on dates that are considered convenient or commercially practical. People took time out from their daily routine to celebrate Rizal's memory because it had a personal significance in their lives. While this sentiment may not be true anymore at present because of the huge distance in time, it is important to note the reason why the celebrations were done. People attach meaning and significance not just to the event that is celebrated, but also to the date when the event took place. In the case of Rizal's martyrdom, it is significant to our country's nationhood. Traditions are kept for a reason. It allows the present to have a constant an unchanging link with the past. Rizal's memory is celebrated and is best appreciated when all the elements of its historical significance are kept intact. That's it. Thank you.